We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Beis. Mitzvas Tefillin, Al Pi HaMaimar, Va'atem Tihiyu Li Mamleches Koyanim, V'goy Kodosh. Ayin Shom B'Simen Lamedalet, Heitev, Kol HaMaimar. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 34 in Likutei Moran, which is one of the famous chapters in Likutei Moran. It addresses a very, very important issue. It addresses 15 topics, but we're going to see soon something very, very special. The Haklal, to summarize the important points there, Shal Yedei HaNekuda HaKadosha, Shehi Oyer HaAhavo HaKadosha, HaShoyre, BeBechinas Tzadik, BeBechinas Yesoid, Shenizgale umeira al yedei haper, bebechinas pi yedaber chochmois, aideze meira el ha'avois hanefulois, haboim mishviras kliachesed, shenoflu el bechinas haleiv, umeshabrim es haleiv. This sentence is coming from Sifrei Kabbalah, Kabbalistic teachings. Let's try to slowly introduce ourselves to what this is talking about and to see exactly how it's going to relate, how it relates to us. Rabbeinu Zalveir uses a few terms. He introduces a few terms. The term Nekuda HaKdosha, a holy dot, a holy point. He uses the term Oyer HaAhava HaKdosha, the light of holy love. We know that there's Ahava Digdusha and there's Ahava de Sitra Achra. There are things that a Jew is supposed to love Hashem, to love the Torah, to love the Jewish people. And there are what are known as Ahavois Ro'ois, bad kinds of love, a person who misplaces the love. They love the wrong things. They love things that are no good to them, harmful to them. And then there's a term Ahavois Hanefulois, fallen Ahavois, because we're told that when Hashem first created the world, Hashem placed his light into certain vessels, into certain kelim that couldn't contain the light. They couldn't handle it. And they burst. Those vessels burst. This caused the light to fall. And one aspect of that light falling, of that fallen light, is referred to as Ahavois Nefulois, meaning that, for example, the light of Hashem that was supposed to be retained within the vessel called Chesed, Chesed is kindness, and Chesed is also synonymous with Ahava. There are many places where those two terms of Ahava and Chesed, those two terms go together, and there are psukim to support it. When that vessel burst, the light dropped, so that now the Ahava, instead of being where it's supposed to be, the Ahava has fallen into the wrong things. People like and love bad things, bad, all different varieties of bad. So here, let's go back inside. We're talking about a Nekuda HaKdosha, a certain holiness, which is referred to as Oyer HaAhava HaKdosha, and that light, which was originally in Chesed, dropped down to Yesoid, dropped down to a lower level that's called Yesoid, a lower level on the ladder. Bechinas Tzadik, Bechinas Yesoid, Shenizgale Umeiro Alidei HaPeh. And that light, which is found in Yesoid, over there we don't see it, we don't hear about it. When that light comes forth from the mouth, when a person speaks, that's when we get a taste of that light. Now we know, for example, Rabbeinu Zal brings in other places in the Likutei Moran, the pasuk, Mipiv Das Usvuna, that the way that we know, the way that we take a picture of what's inside a person's brain is if the person tells us, and if they're telling the truth, let's say. If a person explains to us something, a person who's very knowledgeable in cars, let's say, and he gives you a 3-hour lecture about cars, so he gave you a brain dump. He dumped his brain via his mouth. You got to hear everything he knows or everything he's sharing with you about cars. Lahavdil, the same thing in Torah, etc. Here we're being shown that there is this light of Ahava Degdusha, which dropped, and one of the ways that it's expressed, one of the ways that it's revealed, is through the mouth. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Pi yedaber chochmois, vehegois libi tevunois. The conclusion of that Pasuk. The Pasuk says, my mouth speaks chochmois. And chochma goes together with chesed, with ahava. When we picture the midos of Hashem, it starts off on top with keser, the crown of Hashem, which is sort of in the middle. Then it branches. On the right, you have chochma. Under that, you have chesed. Under that, you have netzach, and so on and so forth. On the left, you have bina. You have gevura, you have etc. So chochma and chesed are very often referred to as buddies, partners. In fact, the Sforim tell us that the word chesed is bigematria 72, chochma is 73, to show that it is directly above chesed on this ladder, in this picture. So we have the pasuk pi yedaber chochmois, that the mouth gives forth chochmois, al yidei zeh meira el ho'avois hanafulois, and when the mouth is giving forth chachma, then it shines into the avois hanafulois, the avois that have fallen into the wrong places, haboim mishviras kliachesed, which was caused, which was brought about as a result of the breakage of the vessels of chesed, shenoflu el bechinas haleiv. These avois hanefulois have fallen into the heart, umeshabrim es halev, and they break the heart also. There was a shviras kli chesed, and there's the ahava that fell and dropped, and one of the places that it dropped into is the heart. And when these avois hanefulois are strong and they're in the heart, they can break the heart. We know there's a term, lev nishbor, Shvira Salev. Val yedei oyer hanekuda hanal, and through the light of this nekuda hakadosha that he mentioned in the beginning, through a certain holy light, niskashrin, the pieces, the broken pieces come back together, v'choyzren el hakdusha, and they are returned into the domain of holiness. These avois nefulois, which represents a broken keli, a broken heart, etc., can be pieced back together and returned into the domain of kedusha. V'nizbatlin kol ho avois hanefulois, and we can get rid of and eliminate all the avois hanefulois, all the wrong types of love, all the fallen types of love. So we see that this nekuda hakdosha is very important, and it's very powerful. And it's this light that's being called here Nekuda HaKadosha that's in a position to restore and correct the whole problem that came about when there was this breakage. V'zois HaNekuda Tzrichen Lekabel B'gimel B'chinois. How does a Jew receive this light that can help him repair his broken heart, that can help him repair these Ahavois HaNefulois? The answer is, a Jew receives it from three different places. Number one, minei ubei, from within himself, from inside himself. Dahainu, meaning, al yidei shemedaber beinoi lebein koinoi, through a person's personal relationship with Hashem, one-on-one, his private personal relationship with Hashem. The more a person feeds that relationship, the more a person talks to Hashem and pours out their heart to Hashem, they activate this Nekuda HaKadosha. They activate this holy unit of light, which has the power to help them repair all the Ahavois HaNefulois and be able to restore the broken heart, etc. That's one source. V'gam tzrichen lekabel kol echod mechaveroi. The second source is, every single Jew has to receive from his colleagues, from his friends. Bebechinas, as the Torah says, Umekablin dein min dein. They receive from each other. When it talks about the angels, the malachim, they give and receive from each other. Ki yesh, listen to these next words. כי יש אצל כל אחד מישראל בחינס נקודה טובה שאין בחברוי. Each and every single Jew has something unique in holiness that is not found in another Jew. And this is one of the reasons why it's so important for us to interact with each other, because everyone has something to give me. Everyone has something that I don't have, and if I want to get it, I have to get it from that person. That's why it says, for example, by Shloimoi HaMelech, Vatorev Chochmas Shloimoi, the knowledge of Shlomo was great, Mikol Ho'odam Asher Pnei Adoma. The way that we normally translate that is that his knowledge was greater than everybody on earth. One of the interpretations of the Meforshim is Vatorev Chochmas Shloimoi. The Chochmah of Shloimoi was great. You know why? Mikol Ho'odam Asher Pnei Adoma. Because he received from everybody on earth. He was able to draw and receive, he had pipes to everybody, to receive their unique nekuda, their unique chokhmah. Vehi bechinas tzadik neged chaveroi. And this unique aspect of chokhmah, of holiness, of goodness, that's found in each and every single one of us, is referred to as tzadik. That's the aspect of tzaddik in that person, where I want to connect with that person to draw the tzaddik inside of them, the nekuda toiva, the unique thing that that person possesses that I want to be able to get from them. I want to be able to receive from them. V'tzorech lekabel mimena. Again, so each and every Jew has this nekuda toiva she'ein b'chaveira. That nekuda toiv is referred to as tzaddik. Regarding that particular thing, he's a tzaddik compared to me, meaning he has what to give me. V'tzorech lekabel mimena. And I have to be willing to receive. I have to be aware of this, that every single Jew has something to give me. So that in Judaism, there's no such thing as being a lone ranger. I don't need people. I'm Jewish. I have my relationship with Hashem. That's 33. That's one third of the picture here. It is a very important piece. And even when a person is not with other people, they can have major devotion to Hashem. They can be receiving this Nekuda HaKdoisha through their direct personal relationship with Hashem. By speaking to Hashem, by a person learning on their own, when there's no Chavrusa available, when there's no rabbi available. But that's one piece. One piece is your private piece. The second piece is your interaction with your fellow Jews. And then, the chol elu hanekudois, and all of these two nekudois we just spoke about, the nekuda of the person themselves, and the nekuda of the person interacting with all other yidden, all of them, tzrichin lekabel min nekuda haklolis, have to receive from the total nekuda. The big, big, big nekuda, shehi etzel tzadik hador, which is found by the tzadik of the generation. He is a composite of all of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, which woman gave birth to 600,000? Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is shokul keneged the entire Jewish nation. There are many places we say when a person gets married, he says, Haret mekudeshesli, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people, like they're equals. Moshe Rabbeinu equals the entire Klal Yisrael. One of the Meforshim, Rav Rosenfeld, once told us, one of the Meforshim points out, if you take a look in his name, Mem is 40, Shin is 300, 40 times 300 is 12,000, He is 5, gives you 60,000, and the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall, that the height of Moshe Rabbeinu was 10. 60,000 times 10 is 600,000. We see in his name a remez, and the Gemara mentions this in places. Tosfos points it out that Moshe Rabbeinu is like a rabbim. He's considered like a rabbim because he is this nekuda klolius. He is the shehu shoyresh nishmas Yisrael. He is the root, the foundation of all the souls of all of Klal Yisrael. So he has in him the total, everybody. And so a person would say, then hold on a second, maybe if I just go to him, I can get it all. No. Rabbeinu Zal says there's three pieces to this puzzle. There's three pieces of a person's Yiddishkeit. piece, one piece is the person's personal devotion with Hashem, his personal private relationship with Hashem, in Torah, in Tefillah. The second thing is his interaction with fellow Jews, umekablen dein min dein, receiving and giving. And the third piece is his connection to the Tzaddik Hador. Ayin Shom Heitev. Study that chapter in Likutei Moran well, because Rabbeinu Zal really explains every line here over there is a few paragraphs, explaining the Nekuda, explaining every aspect. V'hanekuda hanal hi bebechinas malupum. And one of the shapes that this Nekuda takes is the shape of the vowel malupum. Malupum is a vav and a dot inside of it. Those that remember first grade, pre-1A, when we studied the letters and the vowels, one of the vowels in the Torah is called malupum. It's the U sound, which can be shown one of two ways. It's either three dots on a slant, on an angle, which come under the letter, or it's a vav and a dot in the middle of it, which comes in between the letter it's representing and the next letter. That's called malupum. Shehu b'chinas yesoid. The Zohar HaKodesh tells us that each one of the vowels corresponds to one of the midos of Hashem. Malupum corresponds to the sphere of yesoid. Vehi b'chinas harchev picho va'amalehu. The word malupum is two words, mole pum, a mouthful, full mouth. Rabbi Nazal says there that malupum is the message, is giving us the message of harchev picha, open your mouth wide, Hashem says, va'amalehu, and I will fill it. Because Rabbi Nazal emphasizes there that the avoida of a yid, the most important organ in the body in some ways, is the mouth. Rabbi Nazal said the mouth is like a mill that grounds wheat. You have to keep it moving all the time. A Jew's mouth is supposed to be moving all the time with Torah and Tefillah and Sichas Chaverim, with good things, obviously. Person could be saying all kinds of wrong things and bad things. We're talking about good things. But these three connections that we're speaking about here especially relate to speech. The person's personal connection with Hashem through Diburim of Torah and Tefillah. The connection with your friends, the real two friends who are really connected, the connection is that they talk to each other. We know when people are disconnected, I don't want to talk to that person. I'm not talking to them anymore. So the connection is the dibur, and so too the connection to the tzaddik. One of the most important connections to the tzaddik is speaking to the tzaddik, telling the tzaddik what your issues are, and receiving and hearing from him everything he has to say. Vehi bekamo bechinois. And Rabbi Nazal says there in Likutei Moran that this malupum takes on many different forms. It applies in many different ways. Shehem yud vav. The malupum is a vav and a dot inside it. The Tikkuni Zohar tells us that the vowels, all the vowels in Judaism, are basically made up of lines and dots in different directions. A line is a vav, a dot is a yud. In gematria and in other important reasons, the Zohar HaKadosh explains why and what and how we use this to learn about Hashem. But generally, the vowels are made up of yuds and vavs, dots and dashes. So the malupum is a yud and a vav, dahainu malupum, dahainu hatzadik v'klal Yisrael. This dot and the vav represent the tzadik and klal Yisrael, as Rabbein Azal shows over there. I don't remember at this second what he says, but you can check it. V'chein b'chinas pi yedaber chochmois, v'hegois libi tevunois, and so too this pasuk, where it says, my mouth gives forth chochma, and my heart thinks with understanding, that's also, the mouth and heart also represent the yud and the vav. Chachma is always referred to by the letter Yud. The Yud of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, represents Chachma. And Libi Hegois Tevunois, the heart, is symbolized by the letter Vav. There's a pasuk, Kosvom Al Luach Libecha. Inscribe the words of Hashem on the tablets of your heart. And we know luchos, the Gemara says the luchos were 6 by 6. The luchos are represented by the letter vav. So the heart is referred to as tablets, luchos, which are the letter vav. So Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Likutei Moran that these two, the mouth and heart interaction, a person's mouth and heart, also represent this yud and vav. And he shows this over there in the Likutei Moran. He shows several different forms of this and shows again how this applies to serving Hashem. Let's see what Rabbeinu Zal is going to do with this now. Paragraph Beis, v'zeh b'chinas tefillin. Everything that Rabbeinu Zal says over there is tied into the mitzvah of tefillin. Shemitzvosom keneged halev. One requirement of tefillin is that tefillin is supposed to be worn opposite the heart. The tefillin shel yad, there are many people that get this wrong, unfortunately, are supposed to be positioned on your arm in such a way that when your hand is hanging down, normally, the tefillin is pressing against the side of your body, sort of. So it's positioned, it's towards your heart. It's pointing towards the heart. Why? L'shabed bo taivois u'machshevois libeinu l'avoidosi isboroshmoi. Right before we put on tefillin, those who say the prayer, the L'shem Yichud, we describe there why we're putting on tefillin. And we say over there that the reason why we're putting on tefillin shel yad, which is worn opposite the heart, is to be able to control our desires and our thoughts, and to be able to direct them only to Hashem. That all of our desires and all of our thoughts should be only to Hashem, nothing else. So we see the kesher between the tefillin and the lave. And what aspect of the lave? Dehainu levatel kol ha'avois hanefulois v'hashvurois, meaning that the mitzvah of tefillin is supposed to help us break and eliminate all of our ahavois nefulois, all of our wrong desires, the evil desires that are referred to as ahavois hanefulois v'hashvurois. How? Al yidei oyer hatfilin, through the light of tefillin, shehem bechinas oyer hanekuda hakdoisha, which are an example of this light that Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there, the light of the holy nekuda, hashoyre etzel bris sholim, which is found by the Yesoid, the sphere of Yesoid, which is called Bris, and it's called Shalom. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains further. Ki tefillin nikroin ois. Where do we see the connection between tefillin and the Bris and the Yesoid? Because just like the Bris is called ois, tefillin is also called ois. Kamei shekosuv ukshartem leois al yodecho. Dehainu b'chinas Bris. Sheshom oyer hanekudanal. Ois refers to bris, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that's where this light has fallen down to. This light of chesed, this light of chah, has dropped down into Yesoid, which is called ois. And therefore, one of the ways that we nurture that light, that we strengthen that light, is by putting on tefillin, which is called ois. Tefillin is the light of tefillin, is that light of that Nekuda Kdoisha, which represents Ahava Degdusha, which replaces all the Ahava Yisanafulois, all the wrong kinds of Ahava that we have in our heart. Vezeu Bechinas Kshiras HaTfillin. Now you'll understand the importance of tying, the terminology that's used in the Torah is Ukshartam, to be Makasher, the tefillin to yourself. Kshira Mamish. That's literal. We bind the tefillin. Shemekashrin hatfillin, shehim bechinas oyer hanekuda el zroya smoil. We attach it to our left arm, shehu keneged halev, which is opposite the heart. Usmoil hu bechinas gvurois. The left side always represents gvura. Shemishom achizas hasitrachra, and that's where the sitrachra draws its strength from. Sitrachra means other side. Which other? The left side. That's where they draw from. They draw from gvura. Dahainu hacherpois v'ho avois hashvurois hashoyin alalev. This represents the shame and the wrong types of love that are found in our hearts. words, when a person, the heart is the residence for the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. There's a pasuk in Koheles, Lev Chacham Liyaminoi, Lev Ksil Lismoiloi. An intelligent person favors the right side of his heart, meaning he follows his Yetzer Tov, and a fool follows the left side of his heart, which is the Yetzer Hara. So a person who's in a bad place has filled his heart with wrong desires, with bad thoughts, all the heart is the emotions, the heart is the desire, the love is directed in the wrong direction, to the left. And tefillin, being put neged halev, tefillin is pumping ahava digdusha into our heart to push out the ahavois hanefulois, to push out the cherpois. Over there in Likut Imran, Rabbi Nizal begins the chapter with a pasuk, cherpa shavra libi. Shame has broken my heart. What is shame? Shame is sins. Sins bring shame upon a person. Mitzvahs bring honor to a person, bring honor to Hashem. The whole purpose of the creation of the world was lichvodi, we said, for Hashem's honor. So mitzvahs, good things, increase the honor. Bad things increase the shame. And what does this shame do? Shavra libi, it damages the heart. The heart is the one that gets damaged. The heart where this ahava d'gdusha is gets messed up, you know, with these ahavos nefulos. Tefillin, we're pumping this oyer ha'ahava d'gdusha into the heart that pushes out, that opposes the cherpa, the taivos rois, the midos rois that are originate in the heart. Ki shviroson hoyo machmas roiv hagvurois. Because the breakage of the heart and the breakage of those kalim came about because there was too much gevura there. Valyidei shemekashre noison el oyer hanekuda, and by binding the left arm which is gevura, and by binding the heart to this oyer hanekuda, nistaknin kral. We repair all the breakage. We repair all that damage that was done by the original Shvira Sakelim and by the breakage that the person caused through his Averis, through his Taivas Rois and Midas Rois. Cherpa Shavra Libi. My sins break my heart. The Alkein Kshirosan Biyamin. And this is why you tie the tefillin with your right hand. The tefillin are worn on the left hand, but you bind them. The kshira is done with the right hand. Sheshom oyer ho'ava kedoshe nishreshes. That's where this light of ahava, this light of chesed, is rooted in the right hand. V'alkein nosnu razal ikar chashivus shelatfilin liyamin. And this is why our rabbis, when they speak about tefillin, they emphasize the right hand. K'moy shamru, as the Gemara says in Brachas, sheyemin yesh lo chashivus, that the right hand is considered to be the more important hand. Why? Shekosher bo hatfilin. Because that's the hand with which you bind the tefillin. Seems right. What do you mean? Which would you think is more important? The hand that wears the tefillin or the hand which binds the tefillin? I'm wearing the tefillin on my left hand the whole time, right? No, the Gemara says that your right hand is your more important hand because that's the one that's mekasher the tefillin. Ki ikar hatfillin heim bebechinas yemin. Because what tefillin is really all about is tefillin is chesed. Tefillin is yemin. It's the right side. Bebechinas chesed. Bechinas oyer ho'avo akedosho hashoyre etzel bechinas bris. Tefillin is an example of that special light, that oyer ho'ahava d'gdusha that has dropped into the yisoid, bris, shehu bechinas tefillin. Ki ikar hatfillin nas nal yidei bechinas hanekudo ho'oyla bo'oyer hayoim, al yidei esik hatoyro utfilo balayla, kemuva bekavonois, ayin shom. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the Arizal tells us, that where do you draw the juice for your tefillin? We have to juice up the tefillin. We have to turn on the tefillin. How do you turn on tefillin in the morning? I have to turn on a car. How do you turn on the tefillin in the morning? The light of the tefillin comes from the light which comes up in the morning. When the sun comes up in the morning, the spiritual light that's turned on as a result of the Torah and Tefillah that the person learned during the night. If the person was zeichet to spend the day like the great tzaddikim, who get up at midnight, in the middle of the night, and from midnight till morning, they're pumping iron, they're learning, they're involved in Torah and Tefillah, that builds up the energy that when the sun comes up in the morning, a tremendous light is injected into the tefillin. So that when we put on those tefillin, they're glowing. They have this powerful light, which they received from the Oyer Boiker, from the sun, the light that comes up in the morning, again, which was cranked up as a result of the Torah and Tefillah by night, as the Arizal discusses. Kemuva bekavonos, the Arizal explains this whole Seder Hayoim, how it works, how it operates. Hainu, now Rav Nosson Zal gives us some of the Gemaras, some of the other sources, Hainu. Kiyom Razal, the Gemara says in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis, Kol ha'oisek batoyra balayla, a Jew who studies Torah at night, chut shel chesed nimshach olav bayoim, receives a thread of kindness, a beam of light, a laser beam of kindness during the day. Note the wording in the Gemara again, that chut shel chesed. V'ha'chesed hazeh, zehu bi'atzmoy oyer hanekudanal. This chesed that the Gemara mentions there is exactly what Rabbeinu Zal's talking about there in Likut Imran. This Oyer Hanakuda, a certain bright light, a certain holy light of Hashem, that's a light of kindness. It's a light of goodness and kindness. And one of the ways that we turn that on and that we avail ourselves to receive from it is by studying Torah by night. The avoida, you know, from chatzos till morning. V'hachesed hazeh, and that's what turns on the tefillin. That's what fills up your tefillin with juice, with the light that you need, that when you put on your tefillin, it should have this powerful effect. It should be able to shove out the avos nefulos that are in your heart and replace it with ahava d'kedusha, with love for Hashem, love for Torah, love for your family, love for all the right things. This is where you could understand again. You begin to see a difference between different levels of Jews. Each Jew, according to his avodah, according to what he does at night, according to what he does in the morning, two people put on tefillin. This person's putting on tefillin is something totally, totally different from the other one, because this person's been up for the past hour or 2 hours or 5 hours learning Torah and tefillin and everything, and that light feeds into the tefillin. That light is what tunes up the tefillin, that when he puts on the tefillin, they're glowing. V'zeo b'chinas kesher shel yad. With this we could understand the knot in the tefillin shel yad, shehu yud, which is shaped like a yud. On all of our tefillin shel yad on the bottom, there's that little knot that extends out, which is in the shape of a yud. Dehainu b'chinas hanekuda. That's this nekuda that the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about and that Rabbeinu Zal mentions there in the Torah. A nekuda, a dot, is a yud always. Shehu bechinas yud kanal, that's the yud. Ki hayud shel hakesher hanal, because this yud of the tefillin shel yad, of the bias of the tefillin shel yad, yotzeis, its light flows al yedei heoras bechinas hayesoid, through a light that comes from Yesoid, Sheshom Oyer Hanekuda Kanal, which we said is where this light of Chesed has dropped into. It dropped into Yesoid, and that light feeds the Kesher, this Yud of the Tefillin Shel Yad. V'zois HaYud Hismucho El Haleiv BeYoser. And again, that's why that Yud is the closest part of the Tefillin to the heart, that we wear to the heart. Ki ikur heoras hatfilin shemeirin el halev, he rak bebechinas zois hanekuda shehi kesher shel yud. Because the main light of tefillin that we are trying to feed into our hearts is fed via this laser beam. It comes in the form of a laser beam that flows from that yud of the tefillin shel yad into the heart. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, Oirois hatfilin heim oirois gedoilim ma'oid, moichin gedoilim. The light of tefillin, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, is an incredibly high level of light. Ach mehem, and a very high level of seichel that the tefillin represent. Ach mehem, mishtalshel umistzamtzem, mi seichel elyoin la seichel tachtoin bekama bechinois. However, this huge light, this incredible, incredible light of tefillin, spirals down and is it's confined, it's limited, it's shrunken and reshrunken and reshrunken. Ad shen istzamtzem or hanakuda bebechinas yud, until it's constricted and constricted into the form of a yud. The yud is a dot, mamish a dot, a little dot. Shehi kesher shel yad, which is what's represented by that kesher on the box of the tefillin shel yad. Shemeir al halev, which shines into the heart. Vezehu bechinas shachrus shel tefillin. With this, we'll also understand why tefillin are black. Why tefillin have to be black. Of all the colors of this beautiful thing you'd want to wear, they picked black. Bibchinas nekuda shchoira kemuva. As is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, this dot that's all black. The yud, which represents chokhma, which is represented by a dot, which is all darkness. Why? Ki ikr tikun bechinas hanishborim al yedei tzimtzum ha'or kemuva. Because the only way that we can repair broken vessels is if we have the ability to constrict the light, to limit it, to shrink the light. When a person's a broken vessel, when a person can't see well, and you shine a bright light on it, you blow them away. A person who's been in the darkness for a while, in a dark room, and they come out into big light, it blinds them. So a person, anything that's shvira, it's broken, it's weak, you want to repair that thing, you have to have the ability to be mitzamtzem the light. Lahavdala, a bal tshuva, people who have fallen away from Hashem. You want to bring them close, you can't start, sit down, let's do this Gemara with the Tosfos, with this and that. You have to be able to be mitzamtzem the light, to shrink the light, bring it down to a level that they can connect to. That's this dot. That's this black dot. We're calling it black, not that it's black usually means darkness. Here, it's not totally dark. It's a light that's been shrunken as much as possible in order to be able to help repair what needs to be repaired. Kemuva, as is brought in Sforim. Why? Why is it this way? Very simple. Ki shviroson hoyali dei bechinas ripuyar. Because let's remember, how did the problem start? The problem started that there was too much light. Remember, the light was too bright to be contained by the vessels, so the vessels shattered. How do we fix the problem? In order to fix the problem, we have to be able to take a very high level of light and shrink it and reshrink it, bring it down, 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 and be mitzamtzem, mitzamtzem, and be able to connect, to attach that to the person in order to be able to bring them back. Lahavdil, a person has a major operation. Person goes through a major health crisis. They say, and now they just finished. Okay, the first day, you can only have liquids. What are you, nuts? I'm feeling so weak from the operation, I need a real steak now. No. The way we have to build this person back up now, slowly, slowly. Tzimtzum, tremendous tzimtzum. First this, then a little bit more, then a little bit more, to get them, that's the repair process. The alkane, and therefore, hatfillin, shehim bechinas ois, tfillin, which are called ois, which tells us that tfillin are associated with the sphere of yesoid, bris, which is also called ois, right? The sign that's carved out on the person's flesh. Bris is called ois, and tfillin is called ois. And bris, we know, is the sphere of yesoid. Shehu bechinas ho'oir, hamesakein hakelim hanishborim kiyadua. And we know the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh tell us that the repairman is called Yesoid. The sphere that's involved in rectifying, in fixing the problem of Shvira Sakelim and everything, is the sphere of Yesoid. V'alkein Tchilas, Yitzias, Hatfilin, Hu Bemetzach. And this is why the Arizal tells us that the light of Tfilin, when it first starts coming forth, comes forth from the forehead. The forehead is a very high level. Sheshom Yoitzei Ho'or HaMesaken Bechinas HaShvira Kiyodua. That's where the light comes forth from, the light that's going to be repairing the breakage, the damage. V'alkein Iker Yitzioson MeBechinas Sarois Kemuva Shom BeKavonos. However, we're talking about the light of the forehead, the light of the head. We're talking about a major, major light. The Arizal says, you know how they give it out? It gets distributed through hairs, through these thin, thin wires called hairs, through saros. Kemuva sham bekavonos, as the Arizal explains, shehem bechinas tzimtzum hoer. The hairs represent the thinnest, thinnest possible rays of this light. Now it's coming from the brain, coming from the head. The hairs represent the super tzimtzum of the seichel, of the light. Shezehu ikar hatikun. This is the most important thing in helping, in making a proper, a good, healthy repair. It's knowing how to start small. Lahavdil, a person's body, a person's out of shape. He shows up at the gym and he sees the barbells there and he sees the big, big one. And he says, this one's going to make me strong. Those little things there are for girls. I want the real thing. And he picks up the thing and he puts himself in the hospital for 6 months. And then the trainer comes in and says, come here, you. I know you want that. That's the goal. Of course that's the goal. Of course we're going to get you there. But the only way you're going to get there alive is if you come over here to the back, to the things that the girls start with. The little things, the 10-pound weights, and start with that. And slowly, slowly build, start with hairs, and slowly build up to where you're ready to receive serious light. Shezeh ikra tikunu kamuva. V'alkein heim shchoirim, and for this reason, the tefillin are black. Ki shachrus hu bechinas tzimtzum ho'er, because black represents, symbolizes a constriction of the light. Bechinas sa'arois shchoirois, like black hair, dark hair. Shezeo bechinas oir hanekuda, shehu bechinas seichel tachtoin, bechinas nekuda shchoira. That this is, these are all the terms that are used in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. This Oyer Hanakuda, which is referred to as a Seichel Tachtoin, it's a lower level Seichel. In other words, it's something that's been shrunken and reshrunken, reshrunken, Bechinas Nekuda Shchoirot, to the point where it appears like a black dot. Shemeira, however, it shines Al Yedei Heora Samoichin, by the fact that it's being fed from a very high source. It's being fed from Moichin. She'oz me'ira hanekuda hanal. And when all of this is in place, then this nekuda is able to really shine, to do its thing, shehu bechinas dibur, which is displayed in the person's speech. We said, pi yedaber chochmois, veheges libi tevunois, that when the heart has been repaired, and the heart is doing its thing properly, the heart is thinking, it has tivuna, not shtuyot, not taivis rois, amidas rois, then pi yedaber chochmois. Then the mouth is able to broadcast chochma. Bechinas pi yedaber chochmois, v'azai meiro el halev. And then the mouth, the chochmois coming out of the mouth, shine into the heart. V'ze bechinas tefillin. And this is all tied into the mitzvah of tefillin, as he's going to show further. Paragraph Gimel. In all seriousness, this is deep stuff. Now, that chapter on Likut Moran, Torah Lamed Daled, is one of the places where he's taking some of the very deep concepts that are brought in the Zohar HaKadosh and Arizal. However, what he's doing with them is he's going to bring them down to earth. He's going to show us how this applies, number one, in our daily performance of mitzvahs, like the tefillin in this case. And over there in Likut Imran, he shows how all of this light stuff it goes to work when a person has these three relationships in the right place. Number one, the personal relationship with Hashem. Number two, the relationship with your colleagues, fellow Jews. And number three, the relationship with the tzaddik. He shows over there, and we're going to see over here, how that repairs everything that's wrong in the person, in the individual person, in Klal Yisrael, in the world. And that repairs the whole Shvira Sakelem that took place when Hashem first created the world. Once again, some of the terminology, when you hear it for the first time, it's confusing, it's hard to grasp. As you see it being used more and more, and you get used to the context it's being used in, it becomes clearer. Paragraph Gimel, V'zeh b'chinas tefillin shel oyer behema v'chayev oif. Now we'll understand also why tefillin, this incredible holy thing, this incredible spiritual thing that's all about light and the highest levels of light, is made from the hide of a behema, a cow, a sheep, or a chaya, or a bird. Ki ho avos hanafulos sanal heim bechinas avos habehemius. Because whenever the Torah speaks about a Jew who has made the wrong choice, instead of choosing Hashem, religion, spirituality, good things, he's chosen the other stuff. He's chosen Taivos Rois, Midos Rois. We refer to all of that as behemius. This person has chosen to be a behema instead of being an Adam. An Adam, human being, the title Adam refers to intellect, refers to using your head properly, doing the right things, in quotes. When a person chooses to do the wrong things, when a human being falls, doesn't want to behave like a human being, we refer to that as behemius. He has fallen into behemius. He's following his animalistic desires and instincts. So that's referred to as avos habehemius, shegam heim yesh lehem taivos elu, whereby the animals also have these desires, the same desires. Animals have desires for food. Animals have desires for mating. Animals have desires for sleep. All the taivos that human beings have to contend with, the animals have, it exists in the animal world also. V'alkein mehem daiko oisin tefillin. And this is why the tefillin is made from animal hide. Dehainu shemalin oisin. We're elevating them, umekachin oisin bekidushas tefillin. And we're sanctifying them, we're making them holy with the holiness of tefillin. Kitzrichin ibud lishma, because this starts right away in the beginning. When you make tefillin, as soon as you start working on the hide, the ibud, the working on the hide, the halacha says has to be lishma. From that moment, the second you start processing the hide, they have to have in mind that we're doing this l'shem kedushas tefillin, that this is being prepared to be used for one of the holiest mitzvahs. And the Gemara and the Halacha tell us that the person must verbalize this. He must say, L'shem Kiddushas Tefillin. V'ideizeh, Oyer Hanekuda Meir El Bechinas Avos Hanefulos Shem Bechinas Behemius. By this person who's starting to work on these hides, and he says these words, L'shem Kiddushas Tefillin, this Oyer Hanekuda, this is the Pi Yedaber Chochmois. His mouth is giving forth a Chochma of Kedusha, and that's shining into the Avos Hanefulos, this animal hide. That's shining into the behema, into the animalistic desires, Dahainu Lehoor, into this hide, Vazai Choizren El HaKedusha. And then it brings all of these people that have fallen into behemius, it brings them back into the holiness. Vazai nase me'or behema v'chaya, tefillin, shem kodesh. And then we have the ability to transform this animal hide into an object of incredible holiness. Ki choizrin el hanekuda hagdoisha. Because these avos hanefulos, the behemius, the taivos rois, which is represented by that animal hide, is returned, is being brought into the kedusha. Shehi bechinas kodesh, which is referred to as kodesh. Ve'ikar kedushasam al yedei haksav. And the main holiness of tefillin is brought about by the fact that the sofer, a real good qualified sofer, sits down and writes those parshias. Ki oisiyos haksav heim bechinas oisiyos hadibur. Because those letters that he's writing are the same letters that we use when we speak. Words. Shaydeze nizgale oir hanekudu kanal. And we learned in Likutei Moran there that it's the words that reveal that this light, this oir hanekuda glows in dibur. Dibur can be in verb, you know, when you verbalize it with your mouth or when you write. Bebechinas pi yedaber. Ki tefillin heim bechinas uvda. Because tefillin represent a physical, a gashmius thing that we're interacting with. V'shom tzrichen lekabel b'chinas hanekuda be'uvda. And when a person is putting on tefillin, that's one of the points in our connection to Hashem where we're receiving this light called nekuda, we're receiving it in action. We touched on this in a previous halacha, if you recall, that the Arizal shows how in the morning a person has to perform three actions and then three parts of the tefillah by which a person elevates the different worlds, asiya, briya, etzira. We said action number one was relieving yourself, going to the bathroom. Action number two was tzitzis, I believe it was, and then action number three was tefillin. That we have to make the kesher to Hashem be'uvda u'be'milula, the Zohar Kodesh says, with action and with words. The putting on tefillin is one of the physical actions that we're performing to make this kesher, to make this connection to Hashem, to this nekuda. Dahainu al yedei oisiyoy saksav, through the letters of the writing. Kemoy shemekablim oyer hanekuda bebechinas milula al yedei oisiyoy hadibur shel Torah tefillah. Just like in Dibur, the way that we're connecting to the Nekuda is through the words that are being spoken, so too in the Ksav, in the Tefillin, in the writing of the Tefillin, we're receiving that Oyer HaNekuda from the words that have been written. Because he's showing us here that there are two ways that this Oyer HaNekuda broadcasts through Oisiyos, through words and Oisiyos. Those Oisiyos can come in two formats, two shapes and forms. One is Dibur, Piyadabar Chachmas. Another one is in Ksav, the written word. There's the spoken word and the written word. And the second form, he says, was Bebchinas Memilula, in speech, Alidei Oisiyos Hadibur Shel Torah Utfila Ve'yira Shamayim. Kemoy Shekos Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explains there that this connection to Hashem, this connection to this Nekuda, has to take place on two levels, in speech, through speech, and through action, physical activity. Ki haksav shekoisven al haklaf, zehu bi'atzmoi bechinas hanekuda, shemeira lebechina shelamata mimena. Because the words that the sefer writes on the parchment, they are this nekuda, this light, which shines into the level below it. Kemoy oyer hanekuda shehi bechinas tzadik verebi shemeira el bechina shetachtov. Just like the oyer hanekuda, which is represented by a rabbi who is shining into the students, those who are below him. Dahainu el leiv chaveroi, to the hearts of his friends, his colleagues, or into his own heart. The Torah tells us that the Gemara says that when a Jew speaks words of Torah and Tefillah, especially the most basic Tefillah is Kriya Shema. So it says you're supposed to say the words where you can hear what you're saying. It says Hashmeya lo'oznecha ma shata moitzi mipicha. Make sure that your ears hear what your mouth is speaking. The ears and the heart represents the same thing. There's a term, leiv shomea. Leiv shomea, to a heart that listens. So that when a person is speaking diburim of kedusha, the words that he speaks are being heard by his own heart. And this is one of the things that helps inspire. Sometimes a person gets turned on by himself, by his own words. A person starts davening, he starts having a spiritus, and he doesn't feel anything. His heart isn't there. His heart is dead. But he starts speaking, and one word leads to another, and one word, and suddenly the words that he's saying, he hears what he's saying, and it goes into his heart, and the heart gets woken up and turned on by the diburim that he's saying. Ki isa b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, because Rabbeinu Zal writes in another place in the Likutei Moran, shehaksav shekoisvin bidyoi al haklaf, that the writing which a sofer writes with ink on parchment, shehu b'chinas eish shchoira al gabi eish levona, which the Gemara refers to as black fire on white fire, hu b'chinas rav almid. It's the concept of a rabbi and a student. Shema shehu b'chinas shachrus, the shema shehu b'chinas shachrus, dahainu madrega hatachtoina etzel b'chinas harav, etzel madrega ho'elyoina, hu b'chinas hascholas hamoichin, b'chinas lavnunis, etzel madrega habeiz shelamatei mena, ayin shom b'simen kuf tzadik beiz. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, when you have a rabbi and students, and the rabbi is teaching the student, usually, what the rabbi is teaching them is the ground level of his seichel, because they're students, they're way below him, they're much, much lower level. So he was where they were at 20 years ago. Today he has added 20 floors to the building. They're on the first floor right now. These students, these new students who are coming in, they're on the first floor. His seichel is up to the 20th floor, the 60th floor right now. In order to teach them, he goes back down to the ground floor to relate to them. So what he's giving them is the darkness. If seichel is light, he's giving them the darkest part of his seichel, the minimum, the least, the lowest level of what he has, which is what they can relate to, they can connect to. When Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael again, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was billions of levels above us. Then how did he relate to us? How does the rabbi has to come down, bring himself down, shrink the light, lower the wattage. He's up to 800,000 watts. He's got to lower the wattage, bring it down to 80 watts to a place that they can connect to and make the connection there and then gradually try to bring them up. That's why the rabbi, in this context, where we're talking about the white fire, the student is represented by the parchment, which is white. The rabbi is represented by black. It seems the other way around. The rabbi is the light. No. The part that the rabbi is mashpia to the students is the shachrus, which means the tzimtzum, the lowest level of his light. And this is also the concept of writing tefillin. Shayde oyer hanekuda, through this light, shehem oisiois haksav, which are the words that are being written onto the parchment, the alkein hem shchoyrois, and therefore they're black, because this nekuda we're talking about a very bright light, but that's been shrunk and brought down to its lowest limitations. Aidezeh meir haklaf, that turns on the student. When the student receives that from the rabbi, he's super impressed by what he heard from the rabbi, which is the bottom, which is the lowest level of what the rabbi himself possesses. Shehu hoya mitchila behemius bechinas avas nefulois. This student was originally Bechinas Behema. He was at the stage of Avois Behemius. He was involved in his Taivois and everything, Avois Nefulois. Va'achshov Niskasher L'Or HaNekuda. Now he has made a connection to this dot, to this black dot, to this these writings. V'nase Koidish. And this parchment, this animal hide, has been converted to something holy. Mamish, holy parchment. Dahainu Tfilin. Shehu mitzvah sheyesh begufa kedusha. This is tefillin, which is one of those high-level mitzvahs above tzitzis. Tzitzis, the garment of the tzitzis, is not holy. You can wear it into the bathroom, you can put it into the washing machine. Tefillin is called a mitzvah shebigufa kedusha, where the guf, the parsh, the batim, the ritzuas are actually holy. The ikar hakdusha al yedei oisiyah saksav kanal. And again, remembering that where is the, what's making the boxes holy? What's making the parchment holy? The writing that's on it, that black writing on it, that nekuda. U bichlal haparshias bichlolon heim bechinas moichin. Now, so here we broke it up into the writing and the parchment, the black and the white. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, we know again, everything is relative. When we talk about the writing compared to the parchment, the writing is the rabbi, the parchment is the student. The writing, the parchment is the behema. However, once the parshias have been written, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the parchment with the writing on it is moichin. It's a very, very, very high level of kedusha. It's super high level light. Utzrichin legoinzon bebatim, and therefore we have to hide that light. We have to hide that light now in the boxes, lekabel oiram, in order for us to be able to receive the light, and it shouldn't blind us. It shouldn't blow us away. Bebechinas kama tzimtzumim, in going through many, many tzimtzumim, shrinking and reshrinking and reshrinking. Umishom mekablim oyer hanekuda bebechinas yud kanal. And it's from there that we're going to receive this light in this dot, in this nekuda, this yud. Vze bechinas hasayrois shemoitzien menatfilin. This is those hairs that you see the sofer, when they put together the boxes of the tefillin, those hairs coming out of the tefillin shel roish, lehoyrois, to show us, to teach us, she'ein yoytzei oyer hatefillin lechutz, rak bebchina saros. That the quantity of light, the percentage of light that your parshios are giving out is hairs. A billionth of what's inside. Because the brilliant light, the spiritual light that's found inside those batim, we can't handle that. It's being broadcasted, it's being fed to us, it's coming out in the form of hairs. Sheheim bechinas tzimtzumim, which represent constrictions. Kemoi shetchilas oyer hatfilin mimokim shem yoitzim, heim yoitzim al yedei bechinas saras kanal. Just like the Arizal told us, that the light of tefillin, where it originates from upstairs, it comes out in its coming, it's being brought down in the form of hairs. And again, that's billions of watts. That's super, super brightness. Kemoikein, ein onu yecholin lekabel harason, so too this light, we are not able to receive it, kiim bebechina sarois, until it's shrunken again, it's brought down, where we're getting only hairs of that light. Now, it originated coming from Hashem Kaviyachol, it was sent down in the form of hairs, and then from those hairs, it's got to be brought down again, shrunken another million levels, for us to be able to relate to it. Bebechinas tzimtzum ho'er, shezeh ikar hatikun. And this is a theme that's stressed throughout all the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, that because the breakage was caused through Ribuy Oyer, what we are involved in this world, in order for Jews to be involved in repairing what took place at creation and repairing the Eitz Hadas and everything, it involves Tzimtzumim. It involves Tzimtzum. You can't, the minute you deal with too much light, the minute a person tries for too much, they get nothing. The Medrash says that on one of the days of creation, it says Hashem saw everything that he had done and it was good. The next day of creation, it says Hashem saw everything they had done and it was very good. The Medrash says Toiv is the Yetzer Toiv. Toiv Ma'oid is the Malach HaMovis. Very is dangerous. Now, the whole story of our existence in this world, the whole Yiddishkeit is all about being Metzamtzem the light, constricting. Just like in the first chapter of Likut Imran, Rabbi Nizal starts off by speaking about Chachma. There is a very great light, but he makes you aware on page one that because it's so big a light, you can't possibly go directly to that. You must start with Malchus. You must start with emunah, tefillah, all of those things that represent a tzimtzum to be able to get to that light. This is an introduction. Mitzvah Shem, we're going to continue from here, Mitzvah Shem. Again, for those that can, we say always, for those that have the time and the ability, if you get a chance to peek into the chapter of Likut Imran, of course it helps a lot.